This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Wednesday, April 1st, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, two separate panels have made recommendations for reforming Illinois government. Now there appears to be problems on how to move forward with that. Todd Fuhr will have a report. We'll resume the series on clean coal technology tomorrow. And we'll have a look at your weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first today's news. A friend of a Central Illinois mother whose two sons are believed to have been killed by their father has started an online petition demanding the resignation of a McLean County judge. Randy Tooley is the friend of Amy Lichtenberg, whose 7-year-old and 9-year-old sons, Jack and Duncan, were found dead in rural Putnam County on Sunday. Their father's body was found nearby, and police say he likely hung or strangled himself. Tooley says Judge James Salk should resign because he granted the father unsupervised visits with the boys. The list had more than 1,100 signatures. Court papers also show that the father, Michael Connolly, had violated rules during supervised visits. Both Urbana and Champaign are holding ballot lotteries this morning, something that city clerks in both cities forgot to do in the process of preparing next Tuesday's local election ballots. The ballot lotteries decide the order by party in which candidates are listed. In Champaign, Republican candidates are currently listed first in ballots for township supervisor and assessor. City of Champaign Democratic assessor candidate Wayne Williams made the initial inquiries after he read about the ballot lottery controversy in Urbana. He said he had automatically assumed that all state laws regarding the ballot were being followed.
In fact, when it came to preparing the ballot, it turns out that not everything was done correctly. The reason we have these laws regarding the lottery is so ballot position is determined in a fair and unbiased way.
The City of Champaign ballot lottery is at 8:30 at the Champaign City Council Chamber. Urbana holds its ballot lottery at 10. Early voting for elections in both cities has been suspended until this afternoon. Meanwhile, Urbana Mayor Laurel Prussing says Champaign's county clerk likely doesn't have the legal authority to force the city to pay for conducting the ballot lottery. She says Clerk Mark Sheldon can bill Urbana if he wants, but Prussing says the law dictates the county is supposed to pick up the $10,000 to $15,000 cost. She says Sheldon has gone back on his word, assuring her initially that this wouldn't be a burden on the city. The decision to have the lottery was made after Republican and Green candidates for mayor filed suit against Urbana. Prussing contends the listing of the names should have little bearing on the April 7th outcome and that the lottery's price tag isn't worth it.
I just think this thing has been way overblown. I don't think the voters are going to decide on which candidate by ballot placement. I think there are distinct differences between the candidates, and I trust the voters to use their good judgment.
Democrats, including Prussing, are listed first on the current ballot. She says City Clerk Phyllis Clark had been concerned about that a new ballot would disenfranchise voters who had been already taken advantage of early voting. But she says Clark has been dealing with the issue as best she can. Governor Pat Quinn stands by his budget plan, even as it comes under fire for not providing enough property tax relief or money for schools. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Chicago Mayor Richard Daley is the latest to criticize Quinn's proposal. Illinois' treasurer and some lawmakers have also said that if Illinois is going to raise the income tax, residents deserve to see lower property tax bills. Quinn called Daley a good friend and says he's sure they can work out many things to achieve a solid outcome, but the governor didn't back down from his stance.
You know, mayors have obviously a laundry list of needs, and we want to try and help them as best we can. And that includes the mayor of Chicago, but also the mayor of Springfield, the mayor of Decatur, the mayor of Peoria, and the mayor anywhere else.
Quinn says his stance is to balance all of those lists of needs while at the same time balancing Illinois' historic deficit. Quinn says his plan does offer major tax relief. Although he wants to increase the income tax rate by 50%, it's coupled with breaks for low-income families. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Complaints from some downtown businesses were not enough to persuade the Champaign City Council to back off from the higher downtown parking rates it approved last year. Councilman Michael Ledoux had asked for discussion of the issue. He says parking rates as high as 75 cents an hour and enforced until 9 p.m. are creating the perception that downtown Champaign is hard to park in. But Councilman Tom Bruno says visitors are coping with the parking rates because they want to be downtown. Besides, says Bruno, the city needs the money to pay off the bonds on the new downtown parking deck.
We have to be the adults here and pay for that parking deck, which we decided to buy. And we bought it, and it's been built now, and now we have 20 years of debt service. We have a plan to pay for it, a reasonable plan to pay for it. And if we upset that apple cart now, then my rhetorical question to everybody else is, how do you propose to pay for the parking deck?
Council members rejected calls from some downtown Champaign businesses for lower parking rates, as well as a proposal from city staff to cut back on evening enforcement hours. However, staff will look at ways to make downtown parking rules easier to understand and also promote greater use of the new parking deck. For the latest newscast online, go to WILL.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. Quick note here, we will continue the series on coal technology tomorrow, following up with the series began yesterday on the podcast from the Environment Report. Reforming Illinois government was a hot topic shortly after former Governor Rod Blagojevich was removed from office. For 2 months, two separate reform panels have considered changes to various ethics laws, but there appears to be some dispute as how to proceed, as Todd Feuer reports.
Governor Pat Quinn's first official act after taking office was creating the Illinois Reform Commission. It's a group of state government outsiders who have been considering a number of ethics reforms, from campaign finance limits to overhauling the state's contracting rules. Not to be outdone, the legislature also formed its own joint committee on government reform to look at ethics and campaign finance issues. On the day the governor's panel released its first series of recommendations, it was obvious some of their ideas will meet resistance with lawmakers. One of the less prominent proposals on their list was to extend the state's so-called pay-to-play ban. State law already prohibits constitutional officers from taking campaign contributions from major state contractors. The Illinois Reform Commission says the ban should also extend to lawmakers. But House Democratic Leader Barbara Flynn Curry says that idea doesn't make sense because lawmakers do not award state contracts.
So are we playing some kind of PR game here? Did these members of this commission have a clue what they were talking about?
Lawmakers have repeatedly resisted efforts to limit the campaign contributions they receive. Patrick Collins, the former federal prosecutor who chairs the Illinois Reform Commission, says it may be technically correct that lawmakers don't sign off on government contracts, but he says he knows from personal experience they weigh in on who gets state business.
Well, there's authority and then there's authority. There is my experience, again, I'm no babe in the woods on this one. Legislators do weigh in on contracts with state agencies.
Collins was the lead prosecutor in the conviction of former Governor George Ryan on corruption charges. He says with the expected indictment of Ryan's successor, Rod Blagojevich, on similar charges, it's time Illinois takes a serious look at major campaign finance reform. His commission is also recommending the state adopt similar campaign finance limits as the federal government, but similar attempts in the past have failed. For those serving in the General Assembly, it's all about self-preservation. In other words, winning re-election. Top Democrats say there are fears campaign contribution limits would put some candidates at a disadvantage. They argue millionaires could fund a campaign out of their own pockets, and limiting how much others could raise would force candidates who aren't wealthy to work harder to get donations or risk being outspent on the campaign trail. So the question is, will efforts to pass real ethics reform stall because lawmakers and members of the governor's reform panel have different priorities? Steve Brown is a spokesman for House Speaker Mike Madigan. Brown says the two panels may disagree on how reform will work, but both groups are working toward the same goal.
I think probably 95% of what comes out will be the topics that both groups have talked about. There may be some insignificant differences about how they get to the point, how they get to the conclusion.
Lawmakers in the governor's office may be taking a closer look at reform than has been done in recent years, but government watchdogs are holding their applause. Dave Lundy is acting executive director of the Better Government Association. He says it's too soon to say if lawmakers are serious about reform in the post-Blagojevich era, or if they'll simply drag their feet.
We have to judge the legislature and the legislative leaders by their actions. And if we get to a point 15 months from now, 16 months from now, where you do not have campaign finance reform, you do not have increased transparency, you do not have pension reforms, then guess what? We haven't succeeded. But until the legislature has an opportunity to act, we're not going to prejudge them.
Lundy says it will take a strong and consistent effort by reform groups and average citizens to pressure lawmakers into changing the system. Both reform panels say they will keep working on ethics issues. Governor Quinn says he wants lawmakers to have a major ethics package on his desk by the end of the legislative session in May. He stopped short of endorsing the measures proposed by the panel he put together, but he says it's a good blueprint. With competing efforts at reform, negotiations will be needed. Before supporters of change can get Illinois' House in order, they'll have to overcome what is now a House divided when it comes to ethics laws. I'm Todd Feuer.
in our forecast, increasing clouds this afternoon, the high around 55 degrees. Gusty winds up to 25 miles per hour, mostly cloudy tonight, the low around 42. Showers likely tomorrow morning, then showers in the afternoon, the high around 58. Breezy showers tomorrow night, then showers likely after midnight, the low around 38. North winds up to 25 miles per hour. Breezy and partly sunny Friday, the high around 55. And partly cloudy Friday night and Saturday with lows around 35, the high around 62. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, April 1st. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.